The Eddie B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Masechet Baba Kama has been generously sponsored in our Daf Yomi program by our good friend and patron and charter member of our Daf Yomi class, Siyahu Ashar HaKohen and his dear wife, Rina. That Be'ezrat Hashem, they will have continued Hatzlacha, Harvaha, Bechol, Ma'aseh, Yedehem, Bri'ut, health, happiness, prosperity, and much nachat from their children. May they enjoy many years of Shalom Bayit, tranquility, and peace of mind. Amen ve'amen.
Daf Nun Zayin. Today's daf has been studied in Nishmat Marat Sekerati Yafa B'Tzalav, in Nishmat Avram Ben Ester, Ruach Hashem Tenichem, Began Eden, Amen. We begin today's daf on Nun Vav Amud Bet, and we begin 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 lines from the bottom, starting with the words Itmar. Itmar Shomer Aveda. Rabba Amar Kishomer Hanam Dame. Rav Yosef Amar Kishomer Sachar Dame. Okay. In order to get a clarity in this Gemara, we need to have some introductions. There are different type of Shomerim. Shomer is if I give somebody something to watch. There's one type of guy that's called Shomer Hanam. Shomer Hanam is doing me a favor. He's not, I'm not paying him anything. He's just watching it for free. Shomer Hanam is exempt if the item gets stolen or lost. It's patur on geneva ve'avedah. There's another type of shomer called shomer sachar. Shomer sachar means that I'm paying him to watch it, so he has more responsibility. Shomer sachar would be hayav if it got stolen or lost. He is still hayav to pay for the item. Now, how do we look at a shomer avedah? What's the case? I'm walking down the street, I found an object. Lost object. Torah law is got to take it, bring it home. Ve'asafto, it took me to take it. You got to take it to your house and watch it until Abdirosh Aicha, until your friend's able to find it. Okay? Good. So now I have this Avedah in my house. How am I considered? Am I considered Shomer Hanam? Or am I considered Shomer Sachar? Well, it's clear nobody's paying me for this. So the question is, I understand how I'm a Shomer Hanam. I'm doing it for free. It's a volunteer. But how would you say Shomer Sachar? So the Gemara says, it's Mahlokin. Rabba says, Shomer Hanam. And of Yosef says, Shomer Sakar, Gemara explains. Rava Amar Kishomer Hanam Dame May Hana'a Kamatela. Exactly. Which Hana'a? No, he's not getting any Hana'a. He's a volunteer. He's taken the lost object. Nobody's paying him. What Hana'a is coming to him? Rabbi Yosef Amar Kishomer Sakar Dame. Rabbi Yosef says he's a Kishomer Sakar. Be'ahi Hana'a De'lo Ba'ya Le'metav Le'rifta Le'anya Have Kishomer Sakar. With the benefit that he doesn't have to give bread to a poor person, he's like a Shomer Sachar. What does this mean? When I'm watching an Avedah, I'm involved in a mitzvah, correct? It's considered Osig b'mitzvah. Sometimes I have to shake it out, I have to make sure that it doesn't get ruined and things like that. So I'm involved in watching the Avedah. Let's say while I'm watching the Avedah, some Ani comes to my door, knocks on the door, and says he needs bread. I say, what? I can't get the door now. I'm involved in the mitzvah. So I benefited that I save a piece of bread from giving it to an ani when I'm watching the Avedah. So therefore there's a reward there. So it's like Shomer Sachar. You are getting paid. You are benefiting. So that's what Rabbi Yosef says. It's considered a Shomer Sachar. Because by watching the Avedah, you are saving a piece of bread that you would not now have to give to an ani because you're a Sigma Mitzvah. Or I can say, Ikadim Mefarshe, Haki, Rabbi Yosef Amar Kishomer Sachar Dameh, Kivan de Rahmanash She'abedeh Ba'al Korcheh, Hilka Kishomer Sachar Dameh. Since the Torah says you have to watch it, the Torah said you got to pick this up. You have no option just to walk away and say, no, I'm not watching. So you're not a volunteer. You're really hayav. Once the Torah puts the pressure on you that you have to watch the item, so it's like you're getting paid to do it. Now you have full responsibility towards the item. So therefore, is it really a Shomer Sachar where you're getting something? That's the first answer to Rabbi Yosef. Yeah, I'm gaining bread. Well, the second interpretation is that I'm not getting anything technically. But what? Since Borei Olam says you got to pick up this item, so therefore you're like a Shomer Sachar. Okay, so now the Gemara says, so again, clarify yourselves. Shomer Avedah Machloket Rabba Rabbi Yosef. Rabba says Shomer Hanam. Rabbi Yosef says Shomer Sachar. Big Nafka Mina. What's the Nafka Mina? If the lost object got stolen. According to Rabba, Shomer Hanam, you're patur. According to Rabbi Yosef, you're hayav to pay. Big difference in Geneva ve'Avedah. How are you going to consider a Shomer Avedah? Good? Comes the Gemara and says, now we start with questions. Eti be Rabbi Yosef Rabba. We have a question against Rabbah. Again, Rabbah is the one that said Shomer Hinnam. So listen to the Braita. Ha'azira l'makom shir'ena enu hayav l'tapel ba. The guy who found the Avedah returned the Avedah to a place that the owner would see it. Then he put it in a certain place, let's say, and he knows that place over there, it's clear the owner's going to see it. Enu hayav l'tapel ba. Finished. You have to hook. You don't have it. You are not obligated to deal with it anymore. However, it says, Nigneva o Avda, oh, if it got stolen or lost, Hayab b'achariyuta, you are responsible. So the Gemara says, my Nigneva o Aveda, what does it mean it got stolen or lost? Lav Nigneva b'beto, v'avda b'beto, must be from his house. And therefore, it's a question against Rabba. Because you just said Rabba is a Shomer Hanam. Shomer Hanam is patu b'gineva b'aveda. But the Braita says, so he says, no. No, it means you returned it to a place where the owner would be able to see it, and it got stolen from there. So if it got stolen from there, the pasuk is coming, the Torah, the bright is coming to say what? You're going to be hayav. But if it got stolen from the house, really, you're patur. Once you put it in a place where the owner can see it, it got stolen from there, you're going to be hayav. But the Gemara says, I can't eno hayav the tapilba. What do you mean? But the Braita says, once you put it in a place where he's able to see it, you're off the hook. Eno hayav l'tapel ba. How could you tell me eno hayav l'tapel ba, and then tell me in the same line that if it got stolen, you're hayav? Once you return it to a place where you can see it, it says eno hayav anymore. So he goes, Amali ha'achav ma'askinan kegon shahzira b'sahorayim. There's two cases. One case is going to be talking about he returned it in the morning, and one case is going to be talking about he returned it in the afternoon. V'tarti ketani. Learn the Braita like this. Two cases. Daki ketani. He'aziru ha'shacharit. If he returned it in shacharit in the morning, v'makom shir enna, in a place where normally the owner would be able to see it, v'shchiyach da'il v'nafik, and it's common that the owner goes in and out from that place where he's really able to see it, v'hazileh, then he would see it, enu hayav d'tapilba. That's right. And you have to hook. Because bottom line, you put it in a place where it's evident, when the owner goes back and forth in that place, therefore he should have seen, he should have taken it. You have to hook. He has it up at Sahurayim, but in the afternoon, where you put it, where it's not so common that he goes in the afternoon to that place, so then if it's possible he wasn't going to see it, then, okay, if it got stolen, you're going to be Hayab. But if it got stolen in the house itself, Patur, Rabbah says, no problem, you're Shomer Hanam. Wait till you returned it. So now, if I put it back in the morning, well, let's say I know the guy always frequents this area over there. I could assume he's going to see it. It's responsible. No problem. It got stolen? No problem. I'm off the hook. But she'enken, if I put it in the afternoon, well, let's say he doesn't frequent the place so often anymore, and I put it down, so I should have been really more careful. Don't put it there in a place where he might not see it. Therefore, if it got stolen, it'd be hayab. But from the house? Patur, according to Rabbah. So Rabbah said, I have no problem with this. Braita. So comes the Gemara and says, Etibe. I'll ask you another question, Rabbah. Le'olam hu hayav. He is always hayav. Ad she'azirena l'rishuto. Which is, you're going to always be hayav until you return it. So Gemara says, my le'olam, lav afilu mebeto. Means you're going to be hayav from your house. Meaning if you got stolen from your house, you're going to be hayav. Oh, shma min hakishtum esachardame. It must be like Rabbi Yosef is right. Oh, Rabbah says, hold it. We're talking about two different cases. I agree to you, if the lost object was an animal, then already your hayav if it gets stolen. Why? Since already you see the animal has a nature to go out. What's the proof of the pudding? You found it lost. That means it's a nature to roam. Oh, then you already have to watch it extra, which means there's two types of avedah. And Rabbah's making a hayluk. If you found an animal, I agree. Not that you're a shomer sachar, you're a shomer hanam. But shomer hanam is hayav on posheya. If a shomer hanam is negligent, he's hayav. When you find an animal, you got to know that this animal over here is a roamer. Why do you have to know it's a roamer? Because it roamed. Because you found it in the street. So therefore, I agree. If you found an animal, then already you got to watch this over here, and if it's going to get lost and things like that, you're going to be hayav because you're a posheya. But she'ekin a regular object. And that's what this Braita says. You're always hayav until you return it. Yeah, that's like an animal. But by a regular inanimate lost object, you're a shomer hanam, therefore, gerevav avedai yabi patus. Rabbah makes a look between bale hayim and inanimate lost object. What's the logic why bale hayim hayav? Because you got to know that this animal is not protected. The proof is you found it in the street. If it happened once, it could happen twice. So we need extra protection. Comes Gemara and says, now we go the reverse way. Eti be Rabba and Rabbi Yosef. Till now, Rabbi Yosef was attacking Rabba. Now Rabba goes on the offense against Rabbi Yosef. You said that watch Shemin Avedah Shemin Sachar. Oh, we have a pasuk in the Torah by Avedah. It says Hashev Tishivenu. Return it. So the Gemara is Doresh. Hashev in the Ela Bebeto. Which means, from the fact that it says Hashev, I learned that why you have to return the lost object to the guy's house. Bebeto. How do I know that I can even return the lost object to his porch or his garden or his porch? How do I know even that? The fact that this is double language, tishivim. What does it mean you're returning the lost object to the garden? If it means the garden is protected, meaning it's a protected area, fence and all that, I knew beto, that's like his house. What do you need another case for? Must be talking about it's a garden that is not protected. And still, what is the Torah telling me? That if I return it even to a garden that's not protected, it's considered what? I paid him back. That's right. Because if I was a Shomer Sachar, if I'm getting paid, I would not be allowed to put it back in an unprotected garden. But since I'm a Shomer Hanam, I'm not getting paid anyway. So as long as I put it in his garden, I'll be off the hook. So then this is a bright that it's in supportive of Rabba. Again, the bright that says what? Hashev, Tishivim. Hashev, the Beto. Tishivim, Afidu, the Ginato. Eze Gina? Gina Mishtameret? Zebayit. Oh, must be talking about a Gina. Shina Mishtameret. Oh, and it says what? I'm Patur. Must be because I'm a Shomer Hanam. Shomer Sakhar would not be so lenient. Shomer, you're getting paid. You cannot just return it in a unprotected garden. Oh, so Rabba, I got a proof for me. Amalei says no, Rav Yosef says no. Le'olam neginato ha-mishtameret u'chobato ha-mishtameret. Really, I'll tell you a story about the garden is protected. Oh, so it's protected. The kakashi lakhainu beto. So he asked me a question. What's between that and his house? The kamashmalan de'lo ba'inan da'at ba'alim. The hadush is that as long as the garden is protected, the owner does not have to know about it. That's the hadush. Which means you would have thought that maybe I could only return a lost object back only until the owner knows that it's been returned to him. But the Hadush says, no, not only if you put it in his house where he knows, house he knows, even if you put it in his garden that was protected, because you're Shomer Sachar, you got to put it in a protected area, even if he doesn't know that you returned it, you're okay. Normally when you return an item, if I'm a regular Shomer, and I return an item to the owner, he's got to know that I returned it to him. Otherwise, he's not going to be careful or to watch it, because he doesn't know he got it back. Except, chutz ma'shevat aveda. When it comes to ma'shevat aveda, so long as I return it back into the domain of the owner, even without him knowing it, it's okay. Sharei riptabo Torah shavot arbe. Because the Torah says ha'shevat twice. Ha'shev tishivenu. Ha'shev tishivenu means anyway. Just get it back to his domain. So again, Rabbah is able to answer. I'm sorry, Rabbi Yosef is able to answer the question against him. Okay, now we start the sugya of listin mizuim. Let's begin. Amar de Abaye Rabbi Yosef. Abaye comes along, does Rabbi Yosef. Ve'at totus pirad shomer avedah k'shomer hanam dame. Oh, you don't hold that it's like a shomer hanam? Come on, Rabbi Yosef. Why do you tell me it's a shomer sachar? You don't hold it's a shomer hanam? Why? Ve'ha amar b'chaya b'raba amar Rabbi Yochanan ha'to'en ta'anat ganav ba'avedah. Okay, let's begin the subject. What's the case? I found a lost object. Okay? Let's talk about a regular Shomer Hanam, please. I'm a Shomer Hanam. Okay? I come along, God comes along and says, please, I gave you an object to watch for me. Where's the item? I say, please, you know, it got stolen. I'm Tu'en Ta'anat Geneva. What would be the law by a Shomer Hanam? You Tu'en Ta'anat Geneva, you have to, you Patur. Geneva is Patur. Now, let's say I was found that I actually stole the item myself. I was lying. Then the law is I have to pay. Kiffin. I have to pay double. Because the law is, if I was trying to get off the hook by paying anything, so now that's what I said, oh, you tried to steal in totality, now when you get what you have to pay? Kiffin. So far so good? Okay, now let's give a Shomer Sachar case. You gave me an item to watch, you're paying me. Okay, beautiful. I come along and say, sorry, it got stolen. I don't care if it got stolen. Very good, thank you very much. What do you have to pay when it gets stolen? You still have to pay, you have to pay it back. And therefore, in Shomer Sachar, you'll never pay kefil when you're Torein Ta'anat Ganav. You only pay kefil, double, when my claim will exempt me. Oh, you try to get totally off the hook, and really you were the ganav, oh, now you got to pay double. But in Shomer Sachar, I come along and say, Shomer Sachar, it got stolen. So what? Still got to pay one. Stolen doesn't get you off the hook. Therefore, if you're found out to be the guy that stole it, return it. You don't pay double only when you're trying to pretend yourself negami. Understand the look between Toin Ta'anat Ganav B'Shomer Kenam and Shomer Sachar. So now the Gemara comes along and applies it to the cases that we're talking about over here. Gemara says that Toin Ta'anat Ganav Abida. Okay, I found the lost object. I found the lost object. Beautiful. All of a sudden the owner comes along and says, by the way, I think you have my object. Oh, I'm sorry, it got stolen. And then what ended up happening? We found out that the Shomer himself was the thief. And what's the deen? Mishalem tashlume kefir. Oh, he has to pay kefir. So what does that show me? He must be a Shomer Hanam. He's not going to take Shomer Sachar. If you tell me like you know, Rabbi Zerit Shomer Sachar, am I Mishalem tashlume kefir? Why do you have to pay kefir? He just has to pay the principal. Because again, you don't pay kefir only when you were trying to pay nothing. But if anyway you had to pay one, your admission is nothing. You admit, got stolen. Thank you very much. Pay me. Your admission doesn't exempt you because Shomer Sachar has to pay. But from the fact that you said it got stolen and then without me, they got to you pay kefir. Must be the Shomer Hanam. That's a good proof. Gemara says Amar Lehena Hachem Askinan Kegon Shetoen Taanat Listim Mizuyim.
Oh,
you know what the case is talking about over here? Listim Mizuyim. He's saying, listen, it was armed robbery. Armed robbery is onus. Shomer Sachar is patur, be honest. Excruciating circumstances or circumstances out of his ability is patur. You know, let's say the item that he was watching got struck by lightning. It's out of his control. It's onus. Similarly, the guy's claiming like this. He's a Shomer Aveda. We'll not tell you he's a Shomer Sachar. But what does he say? Listen, what do you want from me? It didn't get stam stolen. I got held up, gunpoint. Nistim Mizuyin, armed robbers. Oh, armed robbers, I'm patur, because it's out of my control. Oh, so you were trying to pay zero. Now when you find out that you're really the thief, that's why you pay kefir. So the claim is Nistim Mizuyin. So the Gemara says, Amale, Nistim Mizuyin, Gazlanu. Oh, wait. There's two types of stealing. There's a guy who's called the Ganav, he steals in the middle of the night. Right? Nobody's watching, he breaks into the house. Where was the law of kefil said in the Torah by a ganav? What's a gazlan? Gazlan steals in broad daylight. He comes along, just grabs the item in front of the victim. The Torah says there's no kefil by gazlan. Hog, the kefil law is said by ganav, not by gazlan. So now back to the story of it. The guy's claiming, what do you mean? Armed robber. The guy came, he held me up and took the item. Oh, and then was found out that he took it himself. Pay kefil. No, there's no kefil. That's a gazlan. There's no kefil by gazlan, only by ganav. So the Gemara says, you know what? Amale shani omer listim mizuyim kevan de mitmar meinche ganavu. Big hadush. Armed robber is like a ganav. It's the same dynamic. Why does a ganav sleep at night? Why does a ganav steal at night? Because he's scared. Because he's scared. He don't want to get caught. Why does a robber go with a gun? Also because he's scared. Because he wasn't scared, he'd be like a real gazlan. He'll go with his fist and just grab the item out of the guy's hand. But he's scared that the guy's going to overpower him. So therefore, the gun factor or the armed robber has a deed of a ganav. Even though he's doing it in front of the victim. A ganav has the factor what? The victim doesn't know he got stolen. He breaks in the middle of the night. But armed robber and a regular robber called the gazlan, he does it in front of the victim. He just grabs it out of his hand. He's not scared of nobody. There's no kefil in that case. But an armed robbery has the flavor of a ganav. Why? Because just like a ganav is scared, that's why he goes in the middle of the night. An armed robber also, the fact that he's holding the gun, that means he's scared. And therefore, he's like a ganav. So let's review the case over here. Shomer Aveda. I really have to tell you, he's like a Shomer Sachar. He has the item. The guy comes up by me, did you find my item? Sorry, I was held up by armed robbers. Oh, so you're claiming you're an onus. Therefore, you're trying to pay nothing. And what ends up happening, they find out that you were lying. That really you're the guy that stole it. That's why you pay kefil. Because an armed robber is like a ganav. You were trying to pay nothing, and therefore you pay kefil. So, Rabbas, I'm good. I'm good. I answered you. We have a question. Lo. Im amart b'shomer chinam. If you're going to say by a shomer chinam, sheken mishlem to shomer kefil. Shomer chinam pays kefil. What's the case of shomer chinam paying kefil? Very simple. Where he says it was stolen, right? Shomer chinam, how much does he pay if it gets stolen? Zero. And then he's found out to be the thief. He has to pay kefil. Tomar b'shomer sechar shenam mishlem to shomer kefil. But shomer sechar does not pay kefil. Oh, that's a wrong statement. But you're telling me that what? Armed robber is considered a ganav. You have a case of shomer sechar is going to pay kefil. In a case where he claims it was held up by armed robbers, and therefore I have to pay nothing because I was honest, and then he's found out to be the ganav himself, the first to pay kefil. So why did you tell me in this braita that shomer hanam pays kefil, shomer sechar doesn't? Why? You have a case of shomer sechar that also pays kefil in the event that he claims that it was stolen by the steam, mizuim. That's the question against the Rabbi Yosef. Amadeh ikamar lo imamat b'shomer chinam shekim mishlem tashlumei kefil bechol ta'anotav. By shomer chinam, any claim that he says he pays kefil, which means he doesn't have to give a case of armed robbery, a regular case of a shomer chinam. He could just say got stolen. Stolen, how much does he pay? Zero. Now he became the thief. He pays kefil. Masheiket tomar b'shomer sechar she'enu mishlem tashlumei kefil ela b'toyin ta'anat nistim mizuim. Shomer sechar, it's a specific case. A regular shomer sechar that claims stolen, he doesn't pay kefil, he has to pay one. So therefore, there is a difference between shomer sechar and shomer hanam. In a regular case, in shomer hanam, it doesn't matter which claim of stolen. You always pay kefil if you're the guy that did it. Masheiket by shomer sechar, the writer was just trying to say, it's only limited to a specific case of robbery. But a regular geneva, you pay one. So therefore, you have no question. Okay, what does the Torah say? Torah says over here, a person who was a borrower. The borrower is the worst guy. I don't mean he's a bad guy. I mean that he's responsible for the most things. A person borrows, whatever happens to the item, he pays. So it says, Vinishbar omit. The item broke out of his control. Pay. The item died. What does the Torah say over here? Shalem yishalem. So comes Gemara and says, Eni ela shivura omita. By a borrower, I know what, if it broke or died, he has to pay. Or how do I know that a borrower has to pay if it got stolen or lost? Of course. Exactly. Which is if a shomer sechar that doesn't have to pay for shivura umeta, has to pay for geneva v'aveda, Shoel that pays for shivura umeta certainly will pay for geneva v'aveda. Correct? That's the Siddur Kavah Omer. Kavah says, "Vezeu Kavah Omer she'ina alav teshuvah." Kavah, you should know this is a type of Kavah Omer that is flawless. You cannot break this. It's a beautiful Kavah Omer. Why is it beautiful? If you tell me that an armed robber is like a thief, a ganav, why is there no breaking of this kavah omer? Ikal lemifrach, man shomer sachar, sheken mishalem tashlumei kefil betoen ta'anat listim mizuim. Right, which means I can argue with you and tell me that no, you want to make a kavah omer and say what? If shomer sachar, that what? Doesn't pay for nishbar umit, has to pay for geneva v'aveda, shoel that pays for nishbar omid certainly would have to pay for geneva v'aveda. Wait, I can tell you, no comparison. Ma le shomer sachar, that he has a stringency that sometimes he pays kefil. Ma she'ekel a shoel never pays kefil, because the shoel is always chayav on everything. So no matter what the shoel says, he has to pay zero. He always has to pay the item. Ma she'ekel by shomer sachar, there is a case where he's going to pay kefil. What? Where he claims, armed robber, pay nothing, now he did it, pays kefil. So therefore, there is a pircha. If you're telling me, listim mizuyin, armed robbery is considered like a ganav, how could you make a kavahomer from shomer sechar to shoel? Again, I'll make the kavahomer, now I'm going to break it for you, according to the way the Gemara wants to break it. My kavahomer would be, and if what? A shomer sechar that doesn't pay finish bar omit, because that's an onus, but he has to pay for geneva v'aveda, shoel that pays for honest nishbar omet, all the boso is going to pay for geneva v'aveda. Oh, I can say no. Mal shomer sachar that pays kefil, That's why we're stringent by Geneva Aveda. And where we pay kefil, in the case where he claims the steam mizuim. But Sheikh and Shu'el that never pays kefil. Why does the Shu'el never pay kefil? Because no matter what a Shu'el says, he always has to pay something. You only pay kefil when your claim brings you to zero. Then you found out yourself, you were the ganav, you pay double. So therefore the Gemara says, oh, you're wrong. You see over here, if the fact that we're making this kavachomer must mean that they're equal, and if it must be that Shemeshka never pays kefil. But according to the way we're learning now, that Shemeshka should pay kefil. So comes the Gemara and answers, Amale. So Rabbi Yosef tells Abaye, Skasamar hai tana, this tana over here that made the kavachomer. So he comes along and says, he says like this, Karna belo shivua adifa mekefela bishbu'a. Which means, let's just get laws here. Keren by a shu'el. A shu'el, no matter what he claims, he has to pay. Does he make a shivua? No, what does he have to make a shivua for? No matter what he claims, it got stolen, pay. Lightning, pay. Nishbar, pay. Meper. You're always paying keren. Masha'en keren in the case of listim mizuim, where the guy's coming on, the Shomer Zakah is coming on and saying, armed robbery, where, and then he's found out to be the ganav himself, the only way he gets off the hook is what? If he makes a shivua, which is, Vam Shomer Zakah. I come along and say, I'm sorry, guys, where's my item? Sorry, I got held up by robbers. I have to make a shivua that happened. I have to swear that happened. I cannot just say, armed robbery, and I get off the hook. I have to make a shivua. Oh, so the Gemara is saying, you're right, this kefil by Shomer Zakah. But the kefil comes with a price. I have to make a shivua. Masha'ikin is shu'el, you pay even without a shivua. So therefore the kefil is not a humrah. The kefil is not a humrah because it's got to be done with a shivua. So then back to the kavah omer. I'm going to give you the kavah omer again. Uma Shomer Zakah. That doesn't pay finish bar omet. But what? Pays for Genevav Avedah, Shoel, that pays for Nishmar Omed, all the more so pays for Genevav Avedah. And don't tell me, no, Shomer Zakah has Kefil. Nah, Kefil, there's a Shivua on that. This opinion holds that there you'd only pay if you made a swear, but Shoel you pay even without a swear. So therefore, the payment of Shoel is stronger, therefore you cannot say, this has a Humrah. This opinion holds that the fact that Shu'el has to pay regardless, so even though you're right, you find the kefil payment by Shomer Zakah, but the kefil payment only is with a shivua. So therefore, that's not a stringency. He holds it's more strict to have to make a payment even without making a shivua. So therefore, again, the Gemara answers correctly. Comes the Gemara who gives another proof. Lema Mesaya Le. Okay, we're going to bring a proof now. To Rabbi Yosef. Again, the whole point of the sugya is just to crystallize, armed robbers are considered a ganav. Logic, he's scared like a ganav. Nafkamina, Shomer Zakah, that claims, I was held up by robbers. How much would he have to pay if he's telling the truth? Zero. Why? Honest. Regular robbery is not honest. Regular robbery, you're hayav. But armed robber, what can I do? So you don't have to die. So if you're honest, you pay nothing. And then he was found out to be the ganav. How much does he have to pay now?
Double.
Okay, feel beautiful. Now the Gemara is going to be a proof to this. Le ma mesaya le. Hasocher para mechaverom negdiva. Guy rented. Renter. Okay, he rented. Rented means he is paying to use the item. Hasocher para mechaverom negdiva. I got stolen. Ve'amar halah areni mishalem ve'eni nishba. Listen to what the guy says. A renter also is obviously hayav for things. So he comes along and says, listen, I'll pay you, I don't want to swear. A renter, what I was going to assume, if let's say he swears that it got stolen, he would be off the hook. Renter. Mm-hmm. I'm renting the item. What do you want? I'm paying for the item. I'm renting it. I'm sorry, it got stolen. Are you willing to swear that it got stolen? Yeah, I swear that it got stolen. If it got stolen, you're off the hook. But let's say he doesn't want to swear. Yeah, I don't want to get involved in swearing now. You know what? It got stolen. You willing to swear? No. You know what? I'll pay you. Here. I pay. Once I pay, now let's say we found the real thief. That thief, the Gemara is going to say, has to pay kefil. Who does he pay the kefil me to? To the renter. So I paid for it already. So I get the kefil. So what the Gemara says? Gemara says, "Lema misayyadeh hasocher para mechaveru v'nigneva v'amar halai harini mishlem v'ni nishba v'hakach nimsa ganav." Then the ganav was found. Mishlem teshlum kefil hasocher. He pays double to the socher. Now Gemara says, "Savruha." The rabbi started to analyze it. Can it be Yehuda? This must be going like the Yehuda. The amar socher kenose sachar dameh. Oh, step two, rule: a renter is like a shomer sachar. Okay, just put it in your brains. Same rules apply. Renter equals a guy that is watching an object for money. Oh, now let's get to the proof. Umideketani ve'amaralin mishalem ve'enu nishba mechlal di'iba'e patalin nafshe b'shba. That if he wanted to exempt himself with a shivu'ah, he'd be able to swear and exempt himself. What are you talking? How could a shomer sachar ever exempt himself? If he says it got stolen, he's hayav to pay the item. He has to pay the principal. Ela must be the case is talking about. Oh, must be the case is talking about where he claimed armed robbery. Then if the ganav was found, he has to pay kefil. Beautiful proof. Again, you gave me a case of a socher, a renter. Okay. Step two, we're going like the Biblia that says renter and shomer sachar are the same. Beautiful. So now that I know renter and shomer sachar are the same, now what's the case? Case is talking about, guy came along and said, where's my item? I came along and said, I'm sorry, mechila, the item got stolen. Oh, stolen? You willing to swear? No, I don't want to swear. I don't swear, you know what? I'll pay. He pays. Then what happened? They found the ganav. Ganav has to pay? Kevin. Who gets the kevin? The renter or the shomer sachar? Hold it. What's the case? The case cannot be where he's just claiming he got stolen, because stolen, no swear, yes swear, you got to pay. There's no kefil in that case over there. Only the kefil case where you were trying to exempt yourself to pay, nothing. Also, the case must be he was claiming that what? I got held up by armed robbers, listim mizuyim. Oh, listim mizuyim would be zero. But you know what? I said, you know what? I'm going to pay. Okay, I'm paying. Good. So I paid. Now they found the ganav. So the ganav will pay me, kefil. So you have a case. So they will say, Amre mi sabat kerebi Yehuda damar socher kerose sachar dameh dilma kerebi meir sivir ale damar socher kishomer hanam dameh. Right. Who told you that you learned the bright that right? You're learning the bright that you said that a socher is like a shomer sachar? You're wrong. Maybe this bright that holds that a socher is like a shomer hanam. Let's go slow. And then we're done here. We have a machloket. How do you look at a renter? So we thought a renter was like a shomer sachar. Therefore, we brought a proof. Now I could say, no, maybe we're going like the Bimi that says a renter is like a shomer hanam. You know, when I rent something, what's my responsibility towards the item? If I'm considered like a shomer hanam, shomer hanam is patu from geneva. Oh, so let's learn this brighter now with the shomer hanam theory. I'm a shomer hanam. Guy comes to me, where's the item? The truth of the matter is, the item got stolen. Now, I have to swear that, by the way. I'm sure I have to swear first. Every guy was like, got stolen. No, I have to swear. I said, you know, I don't want to swear. I'm not going to give up the swear. You know what? I'll pay you. Now what happens, they find the guy, the guy's going to pay me. Careful. You know why? Because really, if I was willing to swear, I would pay
nothing.
Oh, so therefore, since I'm willing, I would get off the hook. So when the ganav is found, I understand why you'll pay me kefil. Because really, I would not be obligated to pay. And it happens to be in the case where I paid. Okay, so that's my item now. Now I get the kefil. But if I would swear, I better. So therefore, you have no ra'ayah from this case. We thought that a socher is like a shomer sachar. Then we were trying to bring the ayot. But if I tell you that a socher is like a shomer hanam, therefore you have no proof. So basically, again, the Gemara is just trying to prove how do we look at the steam.
How you look at Amar.
Okay, so the first answer we said is that what? That this bright has no ra'ayah because we're not going like Rabbi Yehuda, we're going like Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir holds that a socher is like a shomer hanam. So therefore, the simple answer is shomer hanam, regular geneva would poter him from everything. And therefore, if let's say he says Shivua, he says, I don't want to swear. I don't want to swear, I want to pay. Good, so then he would get kefir. Because if the ganav is found, since he paid for the item, he gets the kefir. But there is kefir. By Shamir Hanan, there is kefir in a regular case of Geneva. Very good. Or I could come along and say what? That the Braita is indeed Rabbi Yehuda. Don't make it Rabbi Meir, but just do what? Iba'itema kede mahrif rababar abu vetani socher kesad mishalem Rabbi Meir omer kashomer sachar Rabbi Yehuda omer kashomer hanam. Which means this answer is making the Braita like Rabbi Yehuda and make Rabbi Yehuda the one that says shomer hanam. The first answer changed it and said the Braita is going like Rabbi Meir. And now was a no. We're going according to the version that switches the Shitot, and it's the same answer. It's still Shomer Hanam. It's just that Rabbi Yehuda is the one that says Shomer Hanam. Okay. Rabbi Zera gives a third answer. Rabbi Zera Amar, Achim Amar Askinan, Betoen Ta'anat Listim Mizuim, Venimsal Listim She'ena Mizuim. Which is the guy claimed over here Listim Mizuim. That was the guy's claim. Also, we said, oh, we have an ayah over here, that the steam is weaned by Yishomer Sachar, that would potate him the gamle, because that's considered right, like a ganav, and therefore that would exempt him off the because it's an ones, right? And therefore he gets careful if the guy's found, everything's good. No, you know what? You know why there's careful over here? Because he was torn that, but in truth, that wasn't the, that's not what happened. In truth, what happened was, he found out it was a regular, the steam shena mizuim. And therefore, it's the steam she'ena mizuim. So therefore, the guy was wrong. Look at Rashi. The mizid amar, right before the wide lines. The mizid amar. Le'olam kishomer sachar dame. Really, I tell you, a socher and shomer sachar, the same thing. Ve'afidu akid lo tesayah. Don't bring an ayah that the steam mizuim is considered a ganav. Dehay diktari kefil ve'listim she'enu mizuim ka'amar. The case is talking about where it was listim ena mizuim. Ve'ketani resha. אין עונש בא, right? מכלל דאי באה פטר נפשה, right? We said if he said, I don't want to swear, I want to pay, okay. Then he doesn't swear, and he pays. Masma, if he wants to swear, he'll get off. And what's the case? במה עסקינם, בתואן טענת לסתים מזוהים. הלכך, אי באה אפטר. If he wants to protect himself, because that's what he said, לסתים מזוהים. וכשנמסה גנב, נמסה שאינו מזוין. When they found the ganav, they finally caught up to the guy, they saw that he really wasn't armed. And therefore, ubar kefilu. And therefore, now, it goes back to a case of kefil, because the guy was not a listim mizuim in reality. The guy, when they caught up to the ganav, the guy didn't have any arms on him. The guy doesn't have any arms, a regular ganav. So a regular ganav, there is already a kefil payment. So again, learn the Braita like this. The guy came along and said, he's a Shomer Sachar. Very good. Where's the item? He says, listen, it got stolen with Listim Mizuim. But you know what? I'm not swearing. They tell him, swear. I don't want to swear. Okay, you don't want to swear. You got to pay. Okay, Eden Ishba. He pays. Okay? Once he pays, so now the item belongs to him. So when they find the Ganav, it comes out that the Ganav was really not a what? That if he would want to swear, so therefore he would be off. He would be off talk. So what does he claim? Because he's claiming listim mizuim. Listim mizuim. He says, "What do you want me to do? I couldn't. Onus. Out of my control." And then what happened? When they found the guy, really is not mizuim. Really, he was considered a full-fledged ganav, and therefore he would have to pay the kefil. So that's the case over there. So if you know the ayah. You have no ra'ayah that the steam mizuim is considered a ganav. Of course, this case where he really was a ganav. Okay, so that's basically the sugya of the steam mizuim. Amen v'amen.